All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and you know what time it is. It's time for some degeneracy on Grimm's Hentai Corner. And we're back with Maggot Bates, right during the sex scene with Tsunaga and Carol, which I know a lot of you wanted to see. Tsunaga's unreserved hands. Yeah, I said that right. Unreserved. Somebody. Unreserved? Okay, well, that's probably not how that's supposed to be said. Anyway, Tsunaga's unreserved hands spread Carol's thighs apart. The abnormal girl let out a small cry as her body jerked. The lower region of the girl's porcelain skin had a modest bush of soft-looking hair. Beneath that, her not-quite-mature, tightly-closed slit was exposed. The inhuman witch with animal ears on her head reacted with shame like a normal human girl, exposing her loins, even seeming a little frightened. First time? Carol silently nodded in response. Yes, Carol had yet to experience sex with a man. Carol and the other witches periodically indulged in a man's cum to fuel their magic power. However, Carol had never replenished hers. She was no different from a human virgin. Of course, it was her first time seeing a man's crotch, too. Even if their act was intended to replenish her magic power, she was still a woman bearing her private parts. Even witches experienced some shame from the act. Ah. Plus, she felt something that was hard for her to understand for the man named Tsunaga. They weren't negative emotions. They were almost ticklish, almost warm. It was a strange sensation Carol couldn't explain. Perhaps Carol regarded Tsunaga as a special man because of those feelings. Maybe that was the real reason she felt so bashful. Carol couldn't understand her emotions and what lay in her heart at all. Tsunaga furrowed his brow for a moment at Carol's stiffening expression. I'm fine. I'll be fine. They were about to perform an act to replenish her magic. In a sense, it was like medical treatment. Why was she getting so nervous about it? Carol tried to calm her heart, relaxing and opening up her body. Sure. Seeing Carol relax, Tsunaga gave her a short nod and reached his hand to her crotch without hesitation. Tsunaga stroked Carol's closed slit. There was almost no emotion behind his actions. It felt like being touched by a machine that possessed body heat. But Carol's body shook even under such an offhanded, artless touch. Naturally, Carol's slit wasn't wet yet, so Tsunaga pondered the issue. Even if she was a witch, he thought it would be cruel to force himself in for someone's first time, and it might lower the effectiveness if she was in pain. Besides that, Tsunaga wasn't a sadist. He wouldn't enjoy it. There was no hurry, so he decided going through the motions would be best as he reached for Carol's mound once more. She let out a short gasp, her pale skin jerking and shuddering. Tsunaga's fingertips were touching Carol's bud. He stroked slowly, rolling his fingers over the skin protecting her clitoris. As he continued, she felt an immense and intense numbing sensation race through her, making her head feel light. She didn't dislike Tsunaga's touch, but as she wondered what expression she was making while Tsunaga watched her, she couldn't help but feel a bit embarrassed. Meanwhile, Tsunaga kept an eye on Carol's expressions while caressing her. He rubbed his rough fingers gently over her lips while kneading against her skin-covered nub. Carol let out a hot gasp, lightly wagging her hips. She didn't seem in pain, and when Tsunaga noticed her enjoying it to some extent, he slowly spread open her slit. Her body jerked as she let out a small cry. That hurt? No, it's fine. I'll continue then. Tsunaga announced his intentions emotionlessly while stimulating Carol. The reason Carol let out a sudden noise wasn't pain. It was because she felt vague, difficult to describe emotions passing over her as he spread open her pussy and peered inside, something uncomfortable that made her restless. It was sexual arousal derived from the shame of having a man she was close to look at her privates, but Carol was still unable to read her own emotions. It hadn't been long since she awoke, so she was still innocent. He spread open her slit, gently rubbing her lower half. Despite Tsunaga's callous fingers, his motions during their foreplay weren't too strong. In fact, they were almost delicate. Considering that to be Sunuga's show of concern for a first time, Carol felt kindness from his rough hands. Thanks to that, she harbored no unpleasant thoughts about having sex with Sunuga, despite only knowing him for a short time. Carol hardly knew about other humans when she first awoke, so it was hard for her to compare. Despite that, she felt no resistance from giving her body to this man. He teased her clit while caressing her spread pussy, heightening Carol's breathing before she even realized it. Her gasps were hot and sweet, and her hips rose on their own. Impatient excitement that she couldn't describe welled in her agitated heart. That was when... Carol felt a hot fluid began flowing out of her spread pussy. Sunuga's movements were making her feel good, and she was growing aroused. The young girl didn't find it unpleasant. In fact, it felt strangely comforting. She wanted to feel more of Sunuga's warmth. Lewd, wet sounds filled the room. Sunuga scooped up some of her juices and rubbed them onto her slit. Every time Sunuga's fingers moved, a sweet numbness burned through Carol's brain. It was clearly sexual pleasure. It felt good. As her mind began to focus on that, she felt even greater pleasure pressing down on her. Her heart pounded, and a sweet heat enveloped her body. She grew aroused and horny, naughty honey spilling from her pussy more and more as he touched her. Carol had started obscenely bucking her hips at some point, her voice tinged with pleasure. He stopped his caresses and climbed on top of the abnormal woman once he noticed. "Here I go." Carol hazily peered into Sunuga's eyes. She couldn't sense any emotion from his expression, but his dick was already erect. His stiff rod was already drooling as it pressed against her dripping pussy. Carol's body stiffened as she imagined his dangerous, pulsing, throbbing manhood entering her body. Her heartbeat was pounding in her ears. She felt more tense now than when she risked herself on the battlefield a short while ago. Perhaps because this act was usually performed between two people trying to confirm their love for one another or trying to bear a child? If she followed her instincts as a witch, she would just seek pleasure and come. However, Carol felt inexplicable bashfulness at exposing her privateness and coupling with the man before her. In addition, Carol was sure she felt an incomprehensible stirring in her heart. She didn't know why, but she was pleasantly anticipating having a physical relationship with Sunuga. "It'll probably hurt, but that'll go away once you replenish your magic." His tone was blunt, but Carol still found it kind and nodded in response. She thought it would be okay to open her body if it was to him. "I'm putting it in." His tip pressed against her and forced her slit open. Sunuga gathered more strength in his hips and thrusted. The tip of his prick dug against her walls as he spread her open. Carol's body jerked. The young girl's face was contorted with the pain of her first penetration. It was different from the pain of battle. It was a warm pain, like the thrust of a heated rod. No, it wasn't that unhuman. It was a dull pain with warmth. Pain with the added warmth of Sunuga's body and the blood flowing in his veins. His raging boner steadily entered Carol's pussy. She endured the pain as the sound of her pussy tearing rang out. "Just a little more." Despite how wet she was, having her perfectly tight pussy spread open was both painful and uncomfortable. Still, Carol endured that pain and discomfort trying to take Sunuga in. Sunuga responded by thrusting his hips deeper. His dick was finally buried up to the base. Even though he just started, the young girl's expression was already contorted with pain as she panted from her freshly popped cherry.
"Is this sex?"
"I'm moving now." Sunuga started his rhythm instead of answering Carol's mother. Mutter. His thrusting was far more uncomfortable than when he was just pushing himself inside. The pain of his prick rubbing against her freshly spread walls was greater than she imagined. Tears welled up in the young woman's eyes, her body shuddering as she groaned with pain. Fresh blood, proof of her first time in a clear liquid, oozed from her pussy as his dick thrust into her. It'll only be a moment. Endure it. Even though Sunaga's motions weren't exactly rough, they were still a bit merciless for a young woman's first time. It was almost like he was battering her with his lust in an effort to make himself come. Carol had the vague understanding that he wasn't just doing it to fulfill his own desires, though. His sweat dripped down onto her face and breasts. It didn't show on his face, but Carol believed he was doing his utmost to help her heal quickly. Yes, receiving cum and converting it to magic power would help her body recover. The pain she felt would disappear. Carol desperately endured her suffering while thinking over Sunaga's kindness. Still, pain and discomfort wasn't all she felt. The man's warmth enveloped her, probably because she was seeing the warmth in Sunaga's actions. She felt a sense of reassurance while being held in his big, strong arms. Carol's heart was gently unraveling for Sunaga, and as her heart opened to him, her body began to loosen up as well. Between that shift in her feelings for Sunaga and the changes in her body, Carol was steadily beginning to feel a bit of pleasure. She's complaining that it's too rough. Sunaga's pace accelerated. Their fluids began to mingle, emitting numerous obscene sounds. She started to feel a little good after growing accustomed to it, but his quickened pace was still harsh. Carol's body stiffened, but she continued to endure it with a groan. Could she live as this man's pawn? She felt like she was being tested. She decided to become Sunaga's tool. Carol gritted her teeth, enduring the pain and discomfort. She said something about inside. Carol felt her pussy spreading even further apart as the dick expanded her. Sunaga's prick was swelling up. "Here I go," he muttered, slamming his hips roughly. She's given her approval. Carol lost herself in a strong thrust, enticing Sunaga with her cry. Was that formed from instinctual joy receiving cum the source of her power? Or was it something else? Carol couldn't tell. All she knew was that she felt no disgust with Sunaga planting a seed inside her. In fact, she thought she felt happy. She was sure that was why she told him yes. Every time his thickening dick pounded into her, Carol let out a sweet moan. Perhaps sex with this man really did feel pleasant. Just as Carol began to think that, Sunaga's sweaty face clenched. His already swollen shaft expanded even further. His dick erupted cum into her pussy. His prick throbbed wildly, spraying hot jizz. It was coming inside her. The moment she realized that, Carol's hips buckled in subconscious response. She couldn't understand her shuddering body despite her pants and moans. But what's this? Carol's body was assailed by a numbing sensation as if receiving a shock directly to her brain. Her toes and animal ears twitched and shook. It felt fantastic, and it left her feeling happy and content. Yeah, this is amazing. Her pussy and womb absorbed the semen flowing in, converting it to magic power. Power suddenly surged through her body. A wave of ecstatic, intense pleasure immediately followed as well. Experiencing both sex and magic recovery for the first time together, Karen was left shuddering and breathing raggedly from the splendid pleasure. Her expression blanked as her mind was overcome with pleasure. Her pale porcelain skin was tinted red. You all right? Yes, I'm fine. Carol gave him a vague answer, although her mind was still hazy and barely able to comprehend. When Tsunaga heard her reply, he resumed his rhythm. Hey, Surprised by the sudden thrust, the young woman's hips bucked. Her eyes widened with surprise as she looked up at the man, but her expression quickly shifted to one of endurance. If you start right away... Carol was still indulging in that nearly orgasmic sensation from having just absorbed magic from the cum in her pussy. Restarting in that state unleashed incomparably greater pleasure, overwhelming her with its intensity. Her pussy was still slick from his jizz, filling the room with obscene sounds with every thrust and leaving Carol more aroused than she could describe. Her hot sighs spilled out on their own. Carol was trying to endure the pleasure, not pain. This feels great. Did it always feel this amazing when men and women were joined? Was this the pleasure of sex? Beads of sweat formed on Carol's skin. Shades of naughty crimson toned her snowy skin. Her face was flushed, gemstone eyes melting with pleasure. He says, it's so... Carol's pleasure was growing stronger and stronger. She felt some sort of exhilaration entirely different than the excitement of a life or death battle. Was this the true nature of sex? Or was it because she was with this man? She quickly lost the energy to even wonder. The young woman felt something like impatience as waves of pleasure washed over her. My body's... something's weird. Something's, coming. Carol's body trembled as her voice rose. Upon noticing the young woman's swelling excitement, the man sped up his thrusts. So hard? No more! Something's really, coming! Carol even felt fear with her first taste of intense pleasure. She desperately tried to hold it back while accepting Tsunaga's thrust. However, the ecstasy soon began to swell throughout her body, building beyond her control. She was about to burst. She felt like her sense of self was evaporating. I'm coming again, he says. Says yes, and she says she wants him to come inside her. Without realizing it herself, Carol sought out his semen. Realizing Carol was about to climax, Tsunaga thrusted his hips even harder. He leaned over her body in an effort to reduce the burden on her small frame as he continued his movements, close to coming as well. Says I'm going to... Carol felt an indescribable emotion filling her chest. She couldn't think anymore. It felt good, scary, but she didn't want him to stop. The young woman's captivatingly... Here we are, with captivatingly. Flushed limbs trembled lightly. Tsunaga sweat dripped from his chin onto Carol's cheek. That was when the tip of his cock erupted inside her pussy. Huh? The instant his hot seat splashed against her desk, Carol's entire body jerked and convulsed as if electrocuted. Her moans and cries filled the air. His prick bounced and jerked inside her pussy, ejecting its seed over and over again. The heat and force of his cum, along with the uncomposed expression of the man shooting it into her, caused Carol to moan in excitement. A sweet numbness ran through her whole body as her hips bucked. It felt good. It felt so good that she thought she'd go crazy. She didn't know what she was reaching orgasm, the height of sexual pleasure, while enraptured with the man coming inside her. What? Incredible! It's better than the first! The pleasure of her magic refilling washed over her like a wave, and Carol enjoyed far more pleasure than one usually did from their first time. This was how good it felt to take cum in her body. This is how good it felt to orgasm from cum in her pussy. Coupling, recovering magic, orgasming, the young girl held her eyes shut as she savored the feelings of having tasted many first experiences at once. Is this good? The young woman was confused, though her mind was still faintly off. She wasn't talking about the pleasure of recovering her magic power. She wondered if lying with this man, with Tsunaga, is what allowed her to reach such ultimate heights. For witches, sex with a human man was just an act to replenish their power. Pleasure was just a side effect of the action, but could that ever satisfy her feelings in a way like this? Carol couldn't tell, since this was her first time having sex and replenishing her magic. Still, she knew that she felt content and light, so she savored the afterglow with an enchanted look as she collected her ragged breathing. You all right? Yeah, I'm okay. Is your magic power back? Yeah, it's back. When she nodded, Tsunaga turned his back on her. Huh? Carol felt a loneliness that was difficult to explain as Tsunaga withdrew. Several mixed feelings dwelled in her beautiful gemstone eyes as she stared at the man's broad back as he collected himself. Afterwards, the days flew by. She executed all her orders as demanded. She killed anyone asked. She nearly died countless times. Regardless, she didn't care. Just being by this man's side was her joy. After a month had passed, he spoke to her again, reconfirming his views of her. You're my weapon. A weapon to use for defeating the enemy witches. Do as I command. Carol nodded, her expression as unchanging as ever. All right. Still, she felt clear joy in her heart. She was so, so happy that he accepted her, that he hadn't cast her away. This man would eventually use her up, and she would die. However, she never felt sad about her destiny. There was no other option, so she probably couldn't understand why it would be sad in the first place. She was satisfied. We'll gather up the units we need, a human well-versed in the city's inner workings, and we'll need more witches on our side. I'll handle negotiating for witches to join us, so leave that to me. Carol nodded in reply. She knew it wouldn't be easy, and there was a high chance failed negotiations would lead to battle. Still, it was something Carol wished for, too. She just didn't have enough experience. Her tactics and strategies for fighting against fellow witches were still lacking. She needed the training. She would eventually need to gain enough strength to defeat Sandy anyway. Alright, I'll leave you in charge of it. The lone man and the lone witch then began to take action. Preparations were made, information was gathered, and the target for the first raid was decided. Then... I get it. It was the night after their first raid. The conversation between Serica and Carol had continued after they returned to the mountain mansion and dispersed. When Serica asked Carol, "Why are you with Shogo then?" Carol flatly told her about the events surrounding their meeting. So that's what happened. You know, I might just be an informant for hire, but business aside, I'm still pretty interested in the relationship between you and Tsunaga-san. Carol cocked her head, confused by Serica's intentions. Serica started out bluntly, saying, "Even if it's not witch behavior, no one is asking you to be this sensitive." Earlier you said you didn't have romantic feelings, but listening to you talk just now, I can't help but think there's something special there. What's the deal? Carol's eyes sought help, but nobody would respond. Carol faintly shook her body idly, and once she learned she couldn't escape Serica's questioning, she answered hesitantly. I'm not really sure. Well, I think you can make a firm decision on this, at least on how you feel about Tsunaga-san anyway. You're not a middle schooler with her first crush, after all. Serica was secretly provoking the witch's naive reaction. Serica was still a young woman despite how far she'd hurled herself into the harsh underbelly of society. Even if it was someone else's romance, no, because it was someone else's romance, she could enjoy brilliant, irresponsible satisfaction over the thought. It was an unexpected butt of exciting romantic gossip here in this stale hideout. What did you ultimately like about him? Was it love at first sight when he saved you? Carol stumbled to speak, showing some hesitation in the face of Serica's veracity. I don't know. You don't know. This is you we're talking about, right? You need to figure your own feelings out. I really don't know, though. You're not sure if you like him as a man, nor if you like him as a person? Carol nodded. Serica gave a disappointed sigh at her vague answer. But I can say this, if it's for him, I can fight and die. Carol added her confident truth. Still, those words didn't feel real to Serica. She repeatedly cocked her head. Really? What did that mean then? Serica started to organize the information she possessed. Does that mean you had a fateful encounter with him, or was it simply love at first sight? Carol answered with the same, "I don't know," as Serica tried to digest her words. Still, Serica had managed to glean some sort of satisfaction from the rare sight of Carol losing her cool. She quickly stood up and squeezed both hands together. It was apparently a signal of, signal of encouragement. But you know how it is, there's no logic when it comes to love. I'll be cheering you on, Carol. Done chatting? Tsunaga-san, how long have you been there? Could you not hide your presence like that around us? It's bad for my heart. Serica made a minor complaint as she tried to still her heartbeat after a jump of surprise and guilt. Just now, if you're done chatting, Carol. Carol nimbly stood up at his call. As Shogo suddenly turned on his heels and left, she followed him like a loyal dog. Serica sank into her shoulders as she watched the two off, and then scratched her head bashfully. What those two are about to do is probably the simple task of replenishing Carol's magic in Tsunoga's eyes. However, the fellow woman, she couldn't compartmentalize it like that. Even less so after hearing Carol's story. When Serica thought about it, it seemed like he hadn't laid hands on any other witch either, so maybe he was a pretty fanciful guy. Still, Serica opened her laptop. Tsunoga Shogo's birth briefly summarized history decorated on the screen. The line Tsunoga spoke before that raid tonight. The power structure itself is my enemy. I returned to this place in order to crush those intentionally making this a lawless city from the shadows. Along with that dark, malicious sneer he said it with, too. Those were enough to motivate Serica into digging up his past. She stared at his personal information with cold, pragmatic eyes. Judging from the past of this man who appeared in Pandemonium months ago, she could only envision ruin lying in wait behind his objective. Even so, Carol would probably go down with him, without any hesitation or doubt, still holding on to the love and affection within her heart that she hadn't noticed herself. Carol, I think you screwed up a bit when choosing your own. Serica's murmur echoed with faint admiration for the witch's dedication, pity for her future, and kindness born from her indifference. Well, it won't affect my earnings. Whoa, need to erase Tsunoga-san's data. I'd be scared if you found out I looked into him. Serica worked the keyboard. The information outlining the history of that man with no future disappeared into the electric void without anyone knowing. And so time passed, until one night, after a mysterious reunion with a dead Allison following their confrontation with Shimon, the enemy leader. The objective of having sex was to provide Carol Kum, the source of her magic power, in preparation for their next battle. For Tsunoga, it felt no different from perfectly performing maintenance on his weapons. It forced to give a secondary reason. It was because facing death to the last battle brought an instinctual urge to come and leave this one seed behind, the instinct of an animal. Carol was just a tool in the shape of a woman to hit to him. Just as Tsunoga had no reason to be rough with her, he had no need to be caring either. The act was just a practical measure, and that was how Tsunoga approached sex with Carol that night. And there we go. I'll resume this later as part of the same video. I'll be right back. Carol had stripped the clothes from her body, exposing her limbs as she approached Tsunoga sitting on the bed. Okay, I'll start. With slightly flushed cheeks, the young woman wasted no time touching the man's crotch, revealing his half-hard dick. The sweat from their last battle emitted a stuffy smell, but instead of shying away, Carol started gripping and stroking his shaft with greater vigor. As his prick steadily grew more erect in her hand, she drew her face close and lightly kissed its head. Then she stuck out her tongue and began savoring the dark red tip of his dick. The young woman pressed her tongue against the tip of his dick with familiar motions, coating it with spit, scraping away the sweat and grime, trailing her warm, wet cheeks against it. This is a touch here too. Carol used her free hand to touch Tsunoga's crotch. She gently stroked his most vulnerable spot, his balls.
in her soft palm. Her slender, delicate fingers made it hard for him to imagine her hands easily swinging around a huge sword, even after witnessing her do it. Carol looked around at Chef and gently massaged his testes and the skin around them. Unlike their first time, the young woman led the man to pleasure with somewhat practiced motions. Says yeah, but she's asking if it's making him feel good. Carol glanced up and asked, but Sunaga only gave that brief answer. Despite being a witch feared by many people, her beautiful young figure looked up flirtatiously while naked. Hold on. Her beautiful young figure looking up flirtatiously while naked and in the middle of a blowjob was enough to arouse any normal man. Sunaga never lost his composure, though. He never laughed with joy, vented frustration, or shouted in excitement like a normal person, so even Carol's seductive form wasn't enough to sway him. He would not be excited by Carol. He wouldn't desire her. But Carol still thought it was fine. She was Sunaga's tool, after all. There was no need for Sunaga to feel emotions towards a pawn, and in fact, doing so would only cause harm. If emotions were exchanged between them, their relationship as tool and wielder would fall apart. For a while, Carol nearly crossed that line subconsciously. However, Sunaga cleverly kept her in control. Good man. She knew it wouldn't help either of them to cross that line. That was Sunaga's kindness towards Carol, so she was content. Besides... She says when I touch your balls and lick your tip, it twitches about. Sunaga just nodded like usual, but Carol didn't miss the slight movement in his brow. Sunaga was getting off from her affections. That thought alone made Carol very happy. She grew excited. Carol never understood why she felt good when Sunaga was getting off, though. She says, it's already so hard. She ran her sticky tongue over the head while rolling his balls in her soft palms, his dick quickly becoming erect in response. Carol's voice had a little more pep than usual, her breath carrying an unhideable heat. Phew, it's about time to start. The young woman's cheeks blushed further as she released her mouth from his prick and looked at him. A sticky thread of drool trailed between them. Carol wrapped her red lips around the tip of the shaft. The young woman opened her small mouth as wide as she could, taking the thick prick inside and rubbing her lips against it. It smelled of sweat after their battle, but the young woman showed no signs of disgust at swallowing their filthy urinary organ. In fact, she sucked on it like it was something dear. She pursed her lips, coating it with saliva and rubbing it against her cheeks. This your cock is very hot now? Okay. A sour smell filled the air, and the dark red shaft in her mouth bounced, hitting her cheeks. Though one could call the organ grotesque, the young woman seemed to find joy in caressing it with her tongue. She felt aroused by the male scent filling her nostrils, and she even felt pleasure from her cheeks rubbing against it. Before she noticed it herself, Carol was breathing deeply and losing herself in the act. She wanted to make him feel better. She wanted to get him more excited. She rubbed her hot cheeks and saliva against his shaft. Does blowing you feel good? She says. Tsunaga just nodded his head when she asked. Yet his prick was clearly growing harder and her mouth throbbing faster as time went on. Not only that, the salty taste was starting to spread through Carol's mouth. He was starting to leak pre-cum. The moment she realized that, Carol felt the core of her body lighting up and her breath growing hotter. She says, "This time I'll rub the neck." Carol opened wide and stuffed it into her mouth past the tip. Then... she puckered her lips, rubbing them against his gooseneck and causing Tsunaga's hips to jump. That hurt? No. Is it okay to continue? Yeah. Tsunaga's reply was curt, but his prick jerked up, shedding pre-cum like tears. Carol let out with a hot sigh at the sight, once more filling her cheeks with his shaft. She pursed her lips and dragged them against the rim of his head, rubbing it over and over. Every time she did, salty pre-cum stained her tongue. The taste sent a numbing sensation coursing through Carol's body. She felt a sweet throbbing in her lower abdomen, just above her loins, and her entire body grew warmer. Sweat drops rose on Carol's pale skin and trailed down as she pleasured Tsunaga. To Carol, the heat spreading through the core of her body felt like it was extending through her genitals, too. She couldn't stop the throbbing and soon began rubbing her thighs together. The young woman's slit was already dripping with a knotty nectar. The lips beneath her bush were twitching and drooling with erotic juices. This was for Tsunaga's sake, since she couldn't let herself get so absorbed that her technique suffered. Thinking that, Carol held back her own growing arousal and diligently continued her service. She could also tell Tsunaga was getting off on her eagerness. Tsunaga was getting off. Just that thought alone filled Carol with happiness, and she lost herself in her mouth's task. No, she was his tool, so she couldn't allow emotion to get involved. But this act was meant to take male cum into her body and restore magic power, so making her partner feel good would lead to faster ejaculation. So even if she became somewhat absorbed, yes, getting absorbed would be more effective after all. Overall, Carol convinced herself. Feels like the neck could... Like Carol said, her lips were pointed and rubbing against the edge of his neck as if it might invert. She sucked hard, ensuring there was no gap between her mouth and his shaft as she rubbed it. Every time she roughly stimulated his cheek, his dick twitched like it was breathing as pre-cum ceaselessly oozed out. She felt the area in her stomach near her womb tightening as she drank it down. Carol was supposed to be serving him, but her arousal made her feel just as good. The pleasure was amazing. Lewd wet sounds filled the room as she licked his tip. Tsunaga's hips jerked. Like, are you about to come? She says. Yeah. Tsunaga only nodded, but Carol felt her whole body growing hot again. She wanted it now. She wanted his cum. Then I'll go stronger. Carol took his thick prick deeper into her mouth. Carol Carol's face contorted as she took his stick all the way down her throat. She didn't care about the tears welling up from her suffering as his thick, hard shaft forced her throat open. Even if it was a little harsh, she wanted to bring him joy. In reality, soon his stick was shaking and jerking and Carol's throat growing even larger. Carol pressed her mouth down to its base and began moving her head as tears welled in the corners of her eyes. She forcefully tightened her lips, stroking his shaft and slickening his head as pre-cum oozed down her throat. And the raw, salty smell of his pre-cum tickled her nose, and numbing jolts raced through the young woman's body. Her arousal was climbing to mysterious heights. Her witch instincts, driving her to replenish her magic, quickly were part of it, but the force of her love was even stronger. She wanted him to come in her mouth. She wanted to swallow it for him. She wanted to consume it. Those feelings welled up from deep within her. Without knowing what those feelings were, the young woman lost herself in sucking and stroking his shaft as it came close to bursting. Tsunoga nodded, wincing slightly. When Carol saw the expression in his eyes, she became entranced and redoubled her efforts. She rubbed his leaking tip against her uvula and throat harder. Her lips narrowed around his shaft, stroking it, and her tongue wrapped around his stiff, hard dick as it explored its surface. Tsunoga gritted his teeth. Yeah. She said, about to come since she says come lots. Carol's fellatio grew even stronger, ignoring Tsunoga's resistance. Obscene sucking sounds emanated from her throat as she took his dick even deeper. She wanted to make him come now. She wanted him to swallow it now. Or she wanted to swallow it now, not him to swallow it. She lost herself in the act, blinded by her strong drive. Before she knew it, her body was coated in sweat and her untouched nipples were beginning to grow hard. She says, come, and then she says, come in my mouth, you know. Tsunoga let out a slight groan from her efforts. The next moment, there it is. His hip twitched and jerked in Carol's throat, ejaculating. Carol moaned with excitement as if she was orgasming from Tsunoga's cum. Her pale skin shuddered as she took the cum shooting down her throat and swallowed it. His cock thrusted against her cheeks, filling her with jizz and making it hard to breathe, but the young woman did her best to move her throat. Tears welled in her eyes as she suppressed her cough, swallowing the thick, sticky cum to keep it from spilling. She says, coming again? As if spurred on by the young woman swallowing its cum, the dick jerked even harder, continuing to shoot hot jizz down Carol's tight throat. Carol showed no disgust, only joy as she massaged the pulsing dick with her throat. Just let it all out. After swallowing the last of the sticky cum clinging to the sides of her throat, she stroked his dick a few times before sliding it out of her mouth. She says, aha, there's still cum left inside, right? She looked up at Tsunoga with her hot gaze, lips still puckered as she kissed his head, sucking until her cheeks caved in. The charming young woman's face made filthy sounds as she sucked on the tip of his dick. Again? The strong sensation of her sucking his cock forced Tsunoga to grit his teeth. Carol felt joy as she saw Tsunoga getting off. She gently lifted the balls she was rubbing and applied soft pressure to his perineum with her fingers. With his balls pressed up and her fingers covering his taint, she continued inhaling his prick. It felt like she was trying to milk every last drop out of Tsunoga. They thought he had finished, but the force of his ejaculation returned, once again filling the young woman's mouth with cum. Carol raised a cry of ecstasy, face melting like she climaxed. She swallowed his cum with a look of rapture. Carol drank every last drop, releasing her lips in satisfaction. The sensation of her replenished magic power flooding her body, combined with the afterglow of her joy, causing her body to shudder. There's still come on you. I'll clean you up properly. An intoxicated look spread over her face as she continued eyeing his shaft as if possessed. Before even collecting her breath, she brought her mouth to it once more. She's like, can't leave any. She carefully licked all the cum stuck to his shaft. The surface of her tongue harshly pressed against him, licking his shaft. Her slick tongue trailed along his erect dick, lapping up every inch. There's still more cum near the tip. She massaged his balls as she licked the shaft, causing lingering drops to leak out. Lewd sounds leaked out of Carol's lips as she placed her lips around his tip and sucked down his jizz. She says, "Oh, I'm sorry, that was too much. I'll be gentler." She knew dicks were extremely sensitive after coming, but she had gotten lost in serving him. This was just to replenish her magic power, so she needed to keep her emotions in check. Or so she told herself as she slowly extended her tongue towards his dick. "How's this?" Yeah, it wasn't too strong or soft, so she must have found the right strength. Chastising herself for getting too absorbed in the act, Carol couldn't help but feel joy as soon as it started getting off again. There's cum on the back, too. She lapped up the small reserve of cum caught in the depression along the curve of his stick, carried it to her mouth, rolled it along her tongue, and savored the taste of his seed. It clung to her throat as she swallowed, and she nearly coughed. Her pale throat moved continuously as she drank down his juice. It certainly didn't taste good, and it was hard to swallow, but Carol didn't feel burdened by the act. In fact, she was overjoyed. She didn't understand why she felt that way, though. Was it because Tsunade was her partner? Carol had no way of knowing that swallowing a partner's cum was an extreme expression of affection, which excited both giver and receiver. He's like, "I'll lick it all." Carol ran her tongue over his shaft as if it tasted delicious. She scooped up all the jizz left around his corona, swallowing it. She cleaned every inch of his cock with her tongue, swallowing down every drop. She heaved a flushed sigh of satisfaction before looking up at her owner. And her eyes were moist, her cheeks hotly flushed, and her brows were lowered with yearning as her breathing remained ragged. "Thank you for letting me swallow your cum," she says. Carol thanked him with hot sighs, her expression that of a sultry, beautiful woman instead of an innocent young girl. "I'm gonna top off your magic a bit more," Tsunade proclaimed with an emotionless voice, picking up the aroused Carol. The young woman's porcelain skin shuddered as he laid her on the bed with the care shown for a weapon. He then gently spread Carol's legs. Carol let out a sweet moan, brimming with arousal and shame at her state. Moisture had already soaked the skin beyond the hair covering where their legs met. Her loins twitched invitingly, giving off the sexy scent unique to women. No man could hold back before that sight and scent, but Tsunade silently stared as if checking the condition of his tool. "If you stare at me too much, I'll..." The young woman's body shook with embarrassment. Slit twitching, drooling, and spilling its knotty nectar everywhere as if anticipating a treat. Once he confirmed Carol's genitals were adequately aroused, Tsunade nodded. "Yeah, I'm ready for you, so come." She felt dirty and ashamed that she was the one who extended the invitation. However, she was still a witch, and this was practically eating to fill her magic power. It wasn't done to confirm their love or procreate. So inviting him, or rather, requesting it, wasn't supposed to be shameful. For whatever reason, Carol was making excuses to convince herself. Still. "Ah, it's still hard." The young woman had been looking at Tsunade's face, but her gaze had drifted down to his excited crotch. Tsunade was expressionless, but his dick was throbbing with a desire to enjoy a woman. Despite Carol just milking him, he was still stiff and erect, and his tip was drooling pre-cum. His cock was bouncing against Carol's loins, unwilling to wait. Once more. "Once more, this time, pour your seed, the energy for my magic, into my pussy," she says. She begged with ragged breath. She wanted to get off on that penis. No, this time she wanted to make him feel good with her vagina. Even though she restrained her emotions by telling herself this was to replenish her magic power, they were still taking on a life of their own, causing her to cast him a sultry gaze. Meanwhile, Tsunade sidestepped her passion, nodding calmly. "I'm putting it in," he spoke emotionlessly, pressing his tip against her wet slit. "Yes, go ahead." She felt pleasure just from his touch against her slit, her hips jerking up and her folds twitching to entice him.
He presses hard shaft into her pleading hole. Carol couldn't hold back and let out a captivating cry. The dick she yearned for thrust it into her pussy, and her whole body sprang with joy in response. She couldn't get enough of her moist folds rubbing against his dick as he spread her. Even the fullness of his girth packed inside felt comforting. And says, "Oh, your cock's so deep in my pussy." He thrusted his shaft down to its base. Her tight cunt spread as far as it could, his dick stretching apart its depths. Under normal circumstances, stretching that far would be painful, but her heightened arousal and the juices coating her depths provided the opposite. They'd only just begun, but she'd already came lightly. "I'll move now." "Move. It's okay if you want to be a little rough with me." Judging everything to be fine with Carol, Sunaga slowly began rocking his hips. Every time their groins slammed against each other, numbing pleasure raced through Carol. Despite Sunaga standing before her, she was unable to stifle the shameful cries escaping her. Unlike her first time, Carol was able to fully indulge in the pleasure. "You all right?" He says, "I'm fine. It feels so good." Carol didn't seem to care that he spoke as if he was checking for issues with a machine. Besides, it felt far from wrong. The sensations were fantastic. Her breath was growing ragged and her hips were starting to rise. However, a sense of impatience wasn't overcoming her. It's like, "Can you move harder?" Sunaga continued his steady rhythm, still not responding to Carol's statement. His tip pressed against her wet folds like he was checking the shape of Carol's walls, and their fluids continued to mingle. It just wasn't enough. She wanted to feel Sunaga more. She wanted him to be rougher. She wanted to feel even better. She wanted to make him feel even better. She's like, "More. Do me harder," she says, like out of a 90s porn. Carol begged without shame in her excitement. She cast her damp gaze toward Sunaga, wanting to share this pleasure together. But Sunaga silently brushed off her outpouring of emotions. He ignored Carol's request and continued at his own pace. Carol regained a faint bit of calm from Sunaga's unchanging attitude. She soon realized that during this act, she was being controlled by him, her owner. Sunaga was maintaining his tool, Carol. He didn't care if the pleasure was involved. His objective was slowly to maintain the witch, Carol. This was not supposed to be about feeling good. Most importantly, if he thrusted his emotions on her, their act would transcend just replenishing magic and become sex. If that were to happen, one or even both of them would fall for the other, ruining their relationship as master and pawn. Carol had a tendency to yield her heart and body to Sunaga without realizing it, so she was intentionally controlling that, or he was intentionally controlling that. Despite figuring out Sunaga's intentions, Carol couldn't calm herself down, because it was proof that Sunaga was showing Carol consideration. She didn't know why, but the thought made her feel very unhappy, or very happy. Very happy. She was elated beyond comprehension, coming again despite herself. Every time he thrusted, his kindness washed over her core, feeling incredible. No, it made her chest clench with emotion. She quickly reached a light climax. "It feels so good," she says. He rubbed her pussy as she climaxed, increasing her pleasure. She felt numb from head to toe and her body trembled. Her pussy writhed in response to the pleasure coursing through her body, squeezing down around the thrusting dick with her wet walls. Her tight hole contracted and clamped onto the shaft, stroking it. Sunaga gritted his teeth. It was a moment few would ever notice, but Carol's eyes didn't miss it. "You're, getting off with me?" Sunaga didn't answer, but that was enough for Carol. He was getting off from her. That thought alone made her even more aroused. She felt a burning deep in her chest as she reached yet another climax. Her body grew tinged with lust, and her heights of pleasure rose with every thrust. Carol had no idea how to handle the feeling, helplessly gripping the sheets instead. She wanted to be held by the man before, but she managed to hold herself back. Still, "I can't hold." Her feelings continued to pour out. She wanted to be swept away harder. She was anxious and yearning for more. No, it made her chest clench with emotion. She quickly reached a light climax.
It feels so good. He rubbed her pussy as she climaxed, increasing her pleasure. She felt numb from head to toe and her body trembled. Her pussy writhed in response to the pleasure coursing through her body, squeezing down around the thrusting dick with her wet walls. Her tight hold contracted and clamped onto the shaft, stroking it. Sunga gritted his teeth. It was a moment few would ever notice, but Carol's eyes didn't miss it. You're getting off with me. Sunga didn't answer. That was enough for Carol. He was getting off from her. That thought alone made her even more aroused. She felt a burning deep in her chest as she reached yet another light climax. Her body grew tinged with lust, and the heights of her pleasure rose with every thrust. Carol had no idea how to handle the feeling, helplessly gripping the sheets instead. She wanted to be held by the man before, but she managed to hold herself back. Still, I can't hold. Her feelings continued to pour out. She wanted to be swept away harder. She was anxious and yearning for more. Her hips bounced subconsciously, rubbing her loins against Sunaga's crotch. So deep, she knew it was indecent for a woman to move and drive cock deep inside her, but she couldn't help herself. She thrusted her hips towards his groin, inviting his dick deep into her pussy. The pleasure was overwhelming when his tip slammed into her back wall, making it even harder to stop herself. She sought him more and more. I can't anymore. Carol couldn't endure it, and her trembling legs rose up. Carol entwined her legs around Sunaga's hips, using their strength to draw him closer. I can't hold back, I'm sorry. Her eyes were moist as she entreated the large man on top of her. It's fine. Sunaga responded curtly, continuing his rhythm. Was she imagining his pace quickening? It's reaching deep within me. She couldn't withstand the shock as he slammed himself deep inside, her whole body twitching as she let out sweet moans. She was lost in pleasure, climaxing once again. The young girl's small frame rocked back and forth under the man's large stature, her mind awash with pleasure. Her ability to think faded steadily, and she slowly submitted to her instincts. She wanted him more and more. Her legs pulled him closer as she lewdly wrenched her hips, slamming her groin into his. I can't stop. It feels so good. Your cock feels so good thrusting deep in my pussy, she says. Her pussy narrowed, gripping his shaft as it slid into her warm, wet depths. She twisted her crotch and forced it against him in an effort to force his tip deeper. Her pussy contracted lewdly as she climaxed again and again, her slickness stroking and clinging to his shaft. Sunaga's brows knit slightly, and he let out a brief groan. It feels so good, your cock. This is great. Carol didn't miss the change in Sunaga's expression. Her excited heart made her call out with her aroused tone. Sunaga didn't answer with words, but his rhythm grew faster. This is so strong. Carol let out high-pitched moans as she twitched and bounced her hips. She was reaching another light climax. Sunaga smashed into Carol's immature hole as he watched her actions. His limits as a man were quickly crumbling in the face of his excitement. Instincts were bellowing at him to leave his seat behind after finishing his earlier life-or-death battle. Even if he typically treated her as his tool, he still felt the growing desire to come inside. You're coming. Your cock's about to come. Yeah. Then come inside my pussy. Come, pour it into my womb. Carol was already roused beyond comprehension, and learning that Sunaga was about to come only caused her to speak words she would never utter and beg like a slut. She thrusted her hips out, engulfing her prick deep inside her wet pussy as it clamped down. In response to that, his pace quickened. His hips moved rougher. Sunaga was getting close to coming, too. Carol jerked and arched her back, convulsing to the tips of her toes. Incredible! Come like that! Come! Come! Encouraged by the young woman's words, Sunaga pounded against her womb mercilessly. It's like your cock's hitting my womb, too? It's pounding me. He plowed the entrance to her womb over and over, leaving Carol moaning with pleasure. Sunaga was getting off from Carol, and he was about to come. That fact alone filled her heart with satisfaction, and in the face of unbelievable pleasure, she could only grow more wild from his intense rhythm. She couldn't get enough of the man she endeared, pounding his cock against her cervix, her weak spot. It felt incredible. I'm coming again. Carol was swept up in waves of orgasm, sweat splattering off her pale skin as her body bounced. Her climaxing pussy undulated hard, squeezing down tight in his dick with her slick walls. With her contracted walls stroking his shaft, Sunaga couldn't avoid his features distorting. You don't have to hold back. Come inside me like this. Come into my room. Carol put strength into her legs, lustfully binding Sunaga's hips tight against her. She clung to him diligently like a lover begging for his seed. Don't worry about me. Come when you want. Inside me. She's very happy for his concern, but right now she wanted him to realize his lust. She knew it wasn't good, but she couldn't contain her feelings. Carol wanted Sunaga to enjoy it too. She wanted him to come as he desired. She wanted to drink his cum with her womb. She wanted to drown in a sea of pleasure with Sunaga, regardless of their goal to replenish her magic power. She wanted to become one with him. Here I go. Come, come in me. Deepen my pussy. Thrust your cock into my womb. Mine, come in me, she says. She sought Sunaga with dirty pleas. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. She let out an enchanting moan as her back arched and climaxed like a bow, like a bow. Even as she peeked, she kept her legs around him and grinded her hips, her pussy pumping around his dick while trying to swallow it to the base. Sunaga gritted his teeth as he mercilessly thrusted. Then he slammed his prick into her one final time. His engorged head rammed into her cervix. His dick twitched wildly against the entrance to her womb, trying to pry it open as semen surged forth. I'm coming! Carol's pleasure peaked as As cum poured into her womb. Her upper body arched back and her hips twitched and bucked. She couldn't stop her screams. Ah, it's pouring into me. Your cum's in my womb. I'm gulping it down. Immense joy filled Carol as they climaxed together. Her heart rejoiced at the helpless pleasure washing over her. Her legs gripped tighter in an effort to keep him there until he finished coming. She wanted to stay with him like this for as long as possible. Let it all out. Pour all your cum into my womb. She felt ashamed of trying to milk all his cum. Regardless, she still wanted his seed. The warmth and force of every pulse of cum in her womb exhilarated her. It felt like she had managed to become one with him. She didn't understand why, but that warmed her heart more than anything and brought her joy. Perhaps that's also why she continued to climax and orgasm over and over. Yeah, it feels so good. Your cum's pouring into my womb, and I'm coming. My God, this is long. Her pussy twisted and contracted repeatedly, pressing its slick walls against the ejaculating cock in an effort to extract more cum. The denture to her womb sucked on its tip as well, absorbing as much semen as possible. Ah, it feels so good. Do you feel good, too? Sunaga didn't answer Carl's question, but Carol felt like he nodded. I'm coming again as my womb drinks down your cum. The thought of her partner enjoying it like she was sent ripples through pleasure through her body. She felt incredible, amazing, a mess of pleasure. God damn, this is long. Carol locked her legs tighter, trapping Sunaga's hips and refusing to ever let him go. Okay. Carol kept her legs entwined around him, climaxing over and over again and refusing to free him until he poured everything inside her. Let go. Sunaga gave her an order, but Carol's mind was too far gone. Tears of joy and pleasure streamed down her cheeks as she panted. Realizing his words hadn't reached her, Sunaga brusquely moved her hands away. Sunaga brusquely moved her legs away. Carol finally returned to herself when she felt Sunaga draw away. She saw him covered in sweat before, though his back was turned. That sight signaled that their sex was finished. She also realized she got into it, that her logic went out the window. I'm sorry. The act was meant to replenish her magic power, but she forgot her role as a tool again, forcing him to take control. However, Sunaga didn't seem to mind that much. How's your magic doing? Yeah, huh, it's doing better. Good. Rest up while you can. Sunaga declared, back still turned. Yes. In that instant, she felt his kindness seeping into her heart, and she climaxed lightly even though he hadn't touched her. The area near her womb was numb and hot. She heard a dirty plop as Sunaga's cum seeped out of her pussy. Carol subconsciously extended her hand down, stroking her stomach. Even though his back was turned, Sunaga was still there. She could see his shoulders heaving with labored breath. The feeling of exhaustion that came afterwards, probably all that kept him from leaving. Still, Carol was satisfied with that. She was happy just to have him by her side. Her body shuddered again as she stared at his broad back, savoring the afterglow. When Sunaga's smell and warmth vanished from the sheets, Carol quietly got out of bed. Sunaga was already absent from the room. He had ordered her on standby after the act and left her there. That was fine. There was no problem. The relationship between her and Sunaga was nothing more than tool and wielder. Carol's white cheeks glowed dimly from the moonlight streaking through the window, and her pomegranate eyes wavered with a new emotion. Carol's pale fingers quietly formed a fist. Still.
Even so I. The emotion welling within Carol's heart was her foundation. She could never let those feelings rise to the surface or they might vanish, taking her with them. But that was fine. She didn't mind that. That man was everything to her. He was a reason to live. She didn't care what happened to her body. She would become his blade he kept at his side until he fulfilled his objective, so as long as he lived. As the moonlight shone through the window, Carol made that vow to herself. The sixth hour, P226, and Sunuga's hands gave off its usual dull shine once he had finished touching up his guns. It was a silent, familiar partner both 7 years ago and now. However, this gun was no longer his sole partner. He suddenly cast his gaze out the window, recognizing the sight of Carol's figure standing on the balcony beneath the moonlight. From far away, her porcelain skin looked cold and doll-like, and made him doubt that blood flowed through her, despite having seen her shed it countless times in battle. Whenever that thought crossed his mind, he was forced to recognize Carol and the others as inhuman beings. No matter how well they spoke or uncannily their behavior mirrored humans, that wasn't the truth. He wasn't constantly labeling Carol as a disposable tool because he liked being cruel. Those were his true unexaggerated thoughts on witches. Regardless, that reaction didn't apply to recognition didn't apply to Carol. He didn't acknowledge the same human sanctity with Wilma, Gloria, or even the young Allison. He only thought of them as otherworldly monsters inhabiting this cursed land. While they differed in attractiveness, they were the same as those maggots. He also had no interest in what exactly these witches were. Nothing else mattered. The only important thing was fulfilling his purpose himself. With that reaffirmed, Sunuga tossed another log of hatred onto the dark fire burning within his heart. Okay. Alright, folks, I think that's going to be it for tonight. So I hope you guys enjoyed this one, and we'll be back with more maggot baits.